New York State has designated a number of schools across upstate New York as struggling, and now superintendents must take action to turn them around. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, public hearings began last night at Syracuse City Schools to inform parents about what response they can expect from the district.
And you're going to tell your partner why you love to read. Go ahead.
Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner and Syracuse City School District Superintendent Sharon Contreras marked the first day of school with a visit to a classroom at the Dr. Weeks Elementary School on Tuesday. Dr. Weeks is one of 17 schools in the district labeled struggling by a July State Education Department report on failing schools. The district has 2 years to show improvement in the schools, or it could lose control to an independent receiver that will have full authority over how the school operates and is managed. The superintendent will act as the receiver during this probation period. Grant Middle School on the city's north side was labeled persistently struggling and has only 1 year to show improvements. Contreras says Syracuse's struggling schools are making progress, and she wants to stay the course. While she could let teachers and administrators go under her receivership, she does not think that's the answer. Last year, the district-wide graduation rate rose above 50% for the first time in several years. Dropout rates have been falling, and school days have already been extended.
According to the state, they just want to see that we are making sufficient progress. And I think through tweaking some of the plans that the schools have developed, that we can and will see that progress. It just won't happen overnight.
Contreras says she hopes the state also looks at what she describes as a direct correlation between the poverty rates in Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo and the educational outcomes. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.